we just don't celebrate Pentecost like we do Christmas and Easter, do we? And that makes me a little sad. I mean, getting to wear the colors of fire and talk about wind and celebrate the beginning of church, I just wonder why it never caught on. I thought maybe we needed a character to champion it, and gift giving, like a Pentecost pig or something. Now I know that we need candy. If I had known candy, that would have been a lot easier to fix. I don't know what we could do to commercialize Pentecost. Maybe a better time of year. I mean, I know that there's end of the school year and graduations and usually pretty weather, although it certainly doesn't come into play today. And this particular weekend, there's a holiday. And it may sound like I'm preaching to the choir because you're here, but we just really don't think about Pentecost as a day of celebration. Actually, I think sometimes we get a mixed feeling about the day. We're celebrating the receiving of the Holy Spirit. My guess is if you sat and read the scriptures, especially the Acts, which we didn't read today, but if we read the Acts scripture, they may bring about more concerns or more questions than answers. The John scripture, which we did read today, when you read the King James Version, refers to the Spirit as a comforter. In the New Revised Standard Version, which I read today, it refers to the Spirit as an advocate. The New English Version refers to the Spirit as a companion, the Message as a friend. Those are all very different things. And probably for each one of us, they mean something different. If you sat yesterday and watched the wind and the rain, I'm guessing you didn't think comforting. You might have. But if you've ever lived through a storm or a tornado or a fire, you might agree that they're not comforting. Actually, they can be pretty downright scary. I'm also guessing that if you're among the large group of people who suddenly began to speak in different languages all of a sudden, that might not feel real comforting either. Even if you knew something was going to happen because Jesus said he would send the Comforter, it would still be pretty frightening what happened that day. So what is this day supposed to be for each one of us? What is this day supposed to be for the church? Celebration days in the church are days when we remember and when we learn and when we renew and when we relive. So what is today supposed to be for us? And how do we allow this day to be what God intended it to be? Kristen Saldine says that Pentecost is the story of how, through the power of the Holy Spirit, the church is gifted with an identity and an authority centered in the proclamation of the gospel. Let me read that again. The story of how, through the power of the Holy Spirit, the church is gifted with an identity and an authority centered in the proclamation of the gospel. Identity and authority. That's two very powerful words. Who is it that says we are as a church? Well, I put our mission statement up. Jeff, if you would fast forward. There we go. Not fast forward, just forward. Highland Park Baptist Church's mission is to celebrate God's unconditional love and grace by worshiping faithfully, growing spiritually, and actively reaching out to others in the name of Jesus Christ. That's our mission statement. It has been our mission statement for a very long time. That is what we as a church have agreed that we are to be. It's hard for us to concentrate on those three things, isn't it? It's hard to concentrate on worshiping faithfully, growing spiritually, and actively reaching out to others in the name of Jesus Christ. It's hard for us to do that. And please understand that we're no different than other churches in this day and time. But we worry as a church. We get distracted from these three things because we worry. We worry about the building. We worry about the work we're doing. We worry about the world. We worry about our members who are hurting. We worry about the younger generation and the fact that they're not feeling the need to gather together. We worry. We worry. And it's not all bad, but sometimes we let it get in the way of what we're called to do. How can we begin to compare ourselves to that early church? I mean, they had Pentecost to inspire them. It was the beginning. There was enthusiasm. They had just had Jesus with them. But the good news is it's not a comparison. We don't have to compare ourselves to that early church. It isn't the benchmark of how we are to be. Pentecost reminds us how important church is and the importance of Christ in the church. And because it does, we need to remember that church isn't about being comfortable. Nothing about the Christian walk is about being comfortable. That's one of those rumors that got started a long time ago. And we really, really, really want it to be true, don't we? Christ's life wasn't comfortable. His ministry wasn't comfortable. His death wasn't comfortable. And I don't even know if his time on earth after his resurrection was comfortable. The rushing winds and the tongues of flame weren't comfortable. Being a follower of Christ then wasn't comfortable, and it's not supposed to be comfortable now. But it is supposed to mean that we have a companion. So in the midst of this discomfort and this day of remembering, what are we to learn? Well, I believe we're to recognize that the filling of the Holy Spirit isn't a one-time event. It's a daily gift. Flowing constantly like the wind, constantly filling us and refilling us, constantly flowing from us if we allow it. It also tells me that the church is constantly changing, and it has to. It's a living, breathing part of Christ, and so it can't remain the same. Wind and fire change things. If you look around this city, from yesterday to today, things have changed. From 2 weeks ago until today, things have really changed. Things don't stay the same. And while we're more comfortable if things stay the same, they need to keep changing. And according to the Spirit's lead. And change isn't easy. It can cause people to turn against one another and argue. The church as a whole in this world can testify to the fact that churches have crumbled because of changes. But change is necessary. And Pentecost pushes us to rely on the fact that the Spirit is our companion. And the Spirit walks with us into the change and shows us that Christ is alive in us and with us. And I think Pentecost shows us the importance of being a part of the body of Christ. It's easy to get caught up in the habit of thinking, okay, me and God, we've got this. All I need is God. Or my favorite phrase, not really. I'm spiritual, just not religious. That phrase can put me on my soapbox. I won't get up on there now. But being a part of the church is what Jesus intended for us to do. To join together and to do this work together. It's not about going it alone. The church's job is to proclaim the good news, and we need to join together to do that. None of us can do it alone as well as we can do it together. Lifting up one another, encouraging one another, holding on to one another when necessary. And we need to be excited about being together. When was the last time you were excited about getting up on Sunday morning and coming to church? Again, I'm probably preaching to the choir. But it's hard, isn't it? It's hard. The way of the world gets on our shoulder and weighs us down, and we want to stay at home, curled up in a blanket, watching the weather report. But we need to be excited about being together as the body of Christ. That's one thing Pentecost is about, to remind us to be excited to be here together. If we are, if we truly are, then we can be the church of Pentecost. Kathy said to me this morning that I looked Pentecostal. And then she said, well, I mean, you look like Pentecost. It's okay. We need to be Pentecostal. We need to be excited about being together as the body of Christ. Because when we are together as the body of Christ, the body of Christ is complete. If I'm a finger and I never come to church, I'm just a finger. When we come together, we're the body of Christ. Which leads me to my last thought about Pentecost. We can get pretty caught up wanting the church to be what we want it to be. A house full on Sunday, a good mixture of people, a good offering. It goes back to that worry thing that I listed before. And I'll be the first to testify that I can somewhat get discouraged sometimes it's a holiday weekend or a rainy weekend or a sunny weekend or any other excuse we want to place on it. But when the pews are sparse, I think to myself, God, what am I doing wrong? I want this place to be filled. I want it to be overflowing. And you know what? That's me. That's what Cheryl, the pastor of Highland Park Baptist Church, wants. But that's not what Pentecost or the early church was about. It was about proclaiming the good news far and wide. Are we being the church that God wants us to be? Are all 50 or 100 or 200 or 300 or 1,000, are we being whoever God has led us here to be? Are we being the church of Jesus Christ? I can't help but remember that little church. All the college kids that are back today. And Andrew, you remember going to that little church in El Paso? That little bitty church that we would look huge up next to. But that little bitty church that would go across the border to Mexico and feed hundreds of people on a regular basis. They were a small church, but they were the body of Christ. And they were gathering food from their community, and they were walking it across the border, and they were cooking meals that fed the hungry. They were being the church. They were being what Pentecost calls us to be. If we're seeking the Spirit's companionship and guidance, then God will use us. That's what matters. That doesn't mean we stop trying. That doesn't mean we stop looking for ways. That doesn't mean we stop changing. But it does mean that our focus is on the Spirit's companionship and guidance. That we worship faithfully together, and that we grow spiritually together, and that we reach out actively in the name of Jesus Christ. That's what we're called to be. So may we seek that which the Pentecostal Spirit has challenged us to do. May we seek to be uncomfortable. May we seek to walk through change, to show to others in this community how to proclaim the gospel. And may we be church in every way. Amen. And amen.